Okay, so
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so here we are live with the Mets podcast. Fresh off a 3-2 win over the Blue Jays on June 16th. The offense looking good. Harvey's back to normal. And there's reason to be looking up about this team. You know, they came back from a 5-run deficit on Sunday. They were very resilient. Monday night, coming back in the 11th to score 2 and walk off. And then tonight, of course, with Harvey on the mound, got him some run support early. Not that much, but Harvey was back to normal. Harvey dominated and did what he does best, get people out, get some strikeouts. Once again, front and center was Wilmer Flores, who, you know, personally, I hated the guy a month and a half ago. And I really debated whether he would be the Mets shortstop and a future shortstop and a shortstop, you know, for the rest of the season. And I think many of us that are listening can relate and say that they also disagreed to the decision that Sandy Alderson made to give it full flight to Wilmer. He didn't really have to work for it. So, and, you know, he's at first, like the first month of the season, he couldn't go a game without making an error. Now he's looking a little more fluid at shortstop. He's hitting the ball with some significant power and some significant oomph behind his back. You know, that was certainly a sack fly tonight. Was, you know, he had a lot hit it well. Last night, walk off. It was just a simple grounding right up the middle. He knows there's a run on second, not trying to do too much. Just keep it even. Hit the ground right back where it came from. And the Mets win. Wilmer, I'm very impressed with tonight. We saw Harvey return to form. He's had a few bad starts. So that's certainly an encouraging sign for the Mets, because whether the offense produces or not, strength of this team is clearly the pitching staff. I mean, it goes without saying. Harvey, DeGrom, Cologne, Syndergaard, Nice, Max when he gets called up, and then in the bullpen even. Familia, we saw Parnell get a 5-out save tonight, which was very encouraging because we weren't sure where his velocity was. We weren't sure if he would be able to get people out of the major league state. And it's been a long time since he got a save, and he's been in that situation since, you know, the last time we saw him in that situation was opening day last year, and we know how that turned out. So certainly very encouraging signs tonight, but like I was saying, the pitching staff is certainly the strength of this team. Whether the five-man rotation up and down is, you know, well, right now, Nice, it's a question of what to expect from Nice. What's with Cologne, but certainly Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, after what he produced Monday night, that performance after struggling in the first, getting it down, and completing the game with 11 strikeouts, you know, there's certainly reason to believe that there's good hope for him. And, you know, even that should be up any day now. But, you know, just regarding Syndergaard, first, you know, I think, like they were talking about, that he was playing his old team, his farm team that he was on for so long, and there was a lot of passion behind it, and he was very pumped up. But to start, he got a little out of control. But he was able to calm himself down, get out of it, and like I said, complete the game. It's a pretty good start. And, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't get the win, but the Mets won. So that's all that matters in the end. But coming full circle again, the strength is certainly the pitching staff, you know, the starting rotation, because without saying that they'll give you a solid performance every time. You know, now with G-Gon, you don't have to worry about that. Question is, which John Nice shows up? Is it the John Nice we saw the first month of the season in April, or is it John Nice we saw in the last month, the last few weeks? So if it's John Reese we see at the beginning of the season, then we're fine. And, you know, the rotation 1-5 is solid. If it's not, then you see there's reason to call up Steven Matz to have that lefty in the rotation and to have someone who should be able to shut him down. You know, so that's certainly something the Mets got to figure out over the next, I guess, 4 to 5 weeks before the trade deadline comes, if someone's looking for a lefty starter at the end, at the back end of the rotation. Nice would certainly be a good chip to sell. And I mean, I don't know when you get back in return, but it's certainly something to keep your eye on lately. And then finally, I guess what's biggest thing on my mind today is the 1.5-game lead we have in the National League East. You know, I know personally that we're only a few games over 500, and it seems like we're playing terribly. But the Nationals are playing worse. So we have that 1.5-game lead, and we just got to keep on winning, do what we're doing. There's 2 more games in Toronto coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night against Drew Hutchinson, and then Thursday night against our old friend, R.A. Dickey. So, you know, that's certainly something to consider. What's been encouraging so far, the first 2 games, certainly against the Blue Jays, is firstly, the Mets stopped the 11th game winning streak. Secondly, you're talking about a team that's the best offense in the major leagues. And Mets pitching staff has held them to not that many runs. Like I was saying, the pitching staff is clearly the strength of the team. You know, Wilmer will get his hits, he'll get his RBIs, Duda's home runs will come. Travis is back, and it looked like he was never gone. He's swinging the bat fantastically. You know, Dilson is trying to still figure it out, but it's reason to believe. Speculating, it's possible over the weekend we get Daniel Murphy back, and with Travis and Murphy in the lineup, that, you know, there's serious threat to at least score some runs to support that pitching. Just trying to close up. Got about 3 minutes left here, but that is, you know, that's basically the gist. That the team's playing very well right now. They've been playing well at home. You know, there was certainly that 11-game winning streak to start the season at home. Things were a little hazy up there, but maybe they're getting back that mojo that we saw in the beginning of the season with that 11-game winning streak. Maybe. But, you know, slowly by slowly, the team's getting healthier. Bobby Parnell's back. Darnell and Herrera are back. Murphy should be back soon. Jake Black should be back soon. Henry Mejia will be back on, like, July 7th. It's not an injury, but it's another piece in the puzzle. And, you know, Danny Alderson just speculated, but it's possible Guerrero will be back by the All-Star break. You know, that's pure speculation. And, again, like David was said last week or 2 weeks ago, that it's just a week-by-week process. And until we know more, we don't know more. So, you know, like I said, that's just Sandy speculating. So I think that's more or less it. I'm going to cut 2 minutes short. But that's what I have to say about the New York Mets. You know, 1.5-game lead on the Washington Nationals is very impressive. If you told me 3 months ago that we would have a 1.5-game lead on the Washington Nationals on June 17th, I would think you're crazy. I mean, I expect the Mets to do well. I didn't expect them to be in first place. And not that 4 games over .500 is you know, anything special, but the fact that we're winning the games at the right times against the right team, and that is what I have to say. I got 20 seconds left. Thank you for listening, if you're listening, or when you're listening, and let's go, Mets.